cause people to have a lack of assurance. They are related to a third reason why people don't have assurance. And this could go on for a long time, this point, but I think it's an important one to make, and I'll be brief. You'll understand when I say it. Some lack assurance because they do not comprehend the gospel and the plan of salvation. Bad theology contributes to a lack of assurance. I just mentioned an example of that a moment ago. If you believe you can lose your salvation, then of course you can't enjoy assurance. But there is more than that. Somehow the whole reality of grace and the whole reality of mercy and forgiveness in Christ is not comprehended. To go beyond that and say, people do not understand the wonder and the glory of the great doctrine of justification. Well, I would venture to say that most people sitting in most churches who think they're Christians don't even understand the doctrine of justification, and that is the doctrine which inherently is the gospel which must be believed. They have had emotional experiences. They have come to Christ in a measure of faith. They have prayed a prayer. They have some feelings of well-being. But no matter how vivid and how passionate and how powerful feelings are at the moment, the crisis moment when one prays a prayer, quote-unquote, accepts Christ, emotion, powerful as it may be, vivid as it may be, emotion is no safe storehouse for your assurance. It's a really bad place to store your assurance. Your assurance cannot be based upon an emotional experience. It has to be built on a true understanding of the saving work of Jesus Christ. I would venture to say that most people hold on to some kind of experience as the evidence of their salvation rather than a true and a deep understanding of the great doctrine of justification. Do you understand what really happened when God saved you? Do you understand that you were a sinner and God knew it? You were condemned by Him as a just and righteous and holy judge. Do you understand?